Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, listen to this. I want to talk about this for a second because I feel quite passionately about it. Our Western diet and our reliance on ultra-processed foods has led us to a whole host of health conditions, right? But can we do something relatively easy to put the brakes on this problem? Well, Chef Oliver McCabe has a potential solution to this problem in his new book about getting kids into our kitchens to form a positive relationship with food by empowering them to choose healthy options and have fun at the same time. And the very man has joined me now and has brought me treats. So you're my favourite, first of all. Oliver, good you're morning. Very welcome. Hello.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
So excited to be here.
Well, you are. You brought, that's why we're kind of a bit flustered, because you brought in so much goodies. And like, it's and your lovely book, and we're going to get to that, is called Kids Kitchen Takeover.
That's right, yeah.
But can you tell us a bit about yourself, first of all?
Yeah, I'm a whole food chef, nutritional therapist, and I grew up in
Hang on. Let's just give that title again, because a nutritional therapist and whole food chef.
Yeah.
How did you get a title like that?
So I would be an ambassador for Health Stores Ireland, independent health stores, and I work with health stores throughout Ireland and the UK, and I've done that for now nearly 20 years. I started, thankfully, to my mom, mm-hmm. who had a greengrocer, and she got me involved in cooking from an early age because, unfortunately, I lost my dad at the age of 4. So she had to get us into the kitchen to cook for those life skills. She knew that this is the only way I can get them to cook and be healthy. And I have my brothers and sisters. So thankfully, and we're blessed to have a greengrocer below us. So it was like an Aladdin's cave, a food emporium. For me as a child, but she allowed me to stir and to add ingredients to the pot to make soup and stews and help her with roast potatoes and just simple processes.
From what age?
From the age of 6, yeah.
Okay.
And the book, like, to be honest, I feel that kids from the age of 5 can do this. And it's just simple processes. And the kitchen was always a warm and welcoming place and environment. Lots of appreciation, lots of praise. And it worked wonders for us. Like, I still have those recipes today. A lot of them are in the book from her. And they brought me through life. Like, life is full of obstacles. And that's the thing when we have recipes that we cherish for life. They bring us through all those obstacles on that journey, on that adventure, so that we look after ourselves.
And to have a competent adolescent or young adult going out into the world, they don't need that many recipes. They just need a handful of good ones, you know? And if you can do a certain sauce or a soup, you know, that's the basis.
Completely.
For a lot of stuff, right? Let's talk about the book, Kids Kitchen Takeover Cookbook. You talk about putting together a dish like a Lego set, and it's all about how to get them off their screens and into the kitchen and making it a fun experience. My kids, sometimes they do like reject some of the dinners that I make. It can be frustrating. But getting them involved can really change that, you believe?
Oh, completely. I think the first thing is to get a recipe that's easy, that can be followed, that's straightforward. The thing about Kids Kitchen Takeover is all the recipes are photographed.
Okay.
And they've also been tried and tested by kids nationwide. And they actually, like, I came up with the recipes, but they kind of tweaked them for me, what they didn't like and what they did like. So that's the first thing, is to get a good recipe, like a granola. Jen is a fantastic recipe to begin with, because it's versatile.
Never thought about that, yeah.
It's versatile. It's so easy. You just need a bowl. Your oats. I love using some spices with a granola. So I use turmeric, cinnamon and a bit of salt as well. It's a gorgeous combination. It's quite addictive, actually, to be honest, for a child. And then you add some melted coconut oil and a little bit of maple syrup. And I like using xylitol, which is a plant sweetener, which is low glycemic, which is great for regulating blood sugars.
Okay.
And keeps that energy throughout the day. The next thing to do is bring that recipe, bring those ingredients to a health food store, an independent health food store. I'm all about the small shops and supporting them. I think with independent health stores and also greengrocers, butchers, fishmongers, farmers markets, a child can go in with a guardian, with a parent, an aunt, an uncle, a granny. They can sit down and they can see the visual of all the colours, the sounds, the smells, that's so important for a child to absorb because they're like sponges and that's how they learn. They can ask questions to the shopkeeper. They're so professional. They have the advice. It's free advice. And they'll give you recipes as well and how to cook, you know, sweet potato or potatoes. And they have all their own little tips. But that's so important that a child absorbs that. Like, I feel sometimes we live in this fast world, stressful world, and we have to bring it back to basics sometimes and not forget, you know, the small shops and the shopkeepers and what they're so good at.
And if you're going to do this, I would say don't be afraid of mess. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid of mess because you need to allow them to do that. And they might
completely
make a complete mess of it the first time and the second time.
And that's then, okay.
And that's okay.
And you still have to give them lots of appreciation and praise. Well done.
Well, that's what you said earlier. You said the whole thing about your kitchen at home was it was full of praise and positivity, and that's really important. Now, you don't have children yourself, but you did have a pool of young researchers you could call on to test your recipes. Is that right? And what were some of the favourites?
Well, the favourites were all of them.
Really? Oh, good. One dish
that was left out was the creamy mushrooms on toast because they just didn't like the look of mushrooms. They just thought they were slimy.
And the texture, yeah.
And I did my best to try and, you know, make it as best as possible, but they just went, no. But the interesting thing is if mushrooms is added to a pizza, they loved it. Like a, you know, homemade pizza I'm talking about. So there's a homemade pizza in there. If you add them to meatballs, they love mushrooms. Like there is that side of it as well. But that all comes down again to the child going to the greengrocer, selecting the mushrooms and then prepping it themselves with a parent. It's so important then adding it to as a topping to the pizza or involving it, blending it in with for meatballs. Mm. And then before you know it, they trust it. They've seen where it comes from. They have the confidence. And they eat
it. This isn't that bad.
No, and there's a kind of I don't know if it's a reverse psychology or you don't go into too much explanation with kids. You just let them at it like a Lego set. Once the ingredients are prepped, once they know where those ingredients come from, they trust those ingredients.
Oh my God, you're so right. I think when it just lands on their plate, that's when the
shock.
The shock, the fear, and they're just untrusting. You're right, they're untrusting of the food because they don't know where it came from. So that's such a good idea to get them involved in the whole process. Now, we've talked about picky young eaters here on the show quite a bit, and it can be a real problem for parents. I mean, I know some friends whose kids, they say, oh, they won't eat fruit or stuff like that, and it can be so upsetting for the parents. Do you have any advice in this department?
So what I found through the research, we worked with St. Fintan's High School in Sutton and also the Harald and Glass Tool. You know, my nephew was fantastic. He was like my mini sous chef throughout the whole experience of putting the cookbook together. But they said that what they love to know is the behind the scenes of the ingredients, like the vitamins, the minerals. They love the power kind of veggie type elements to.
Okay.
And once that's, and remember when we were growing up, there was books out there with facts about this, that and the other. The kids love that and it just makes it more wholesome for them. And they will trust again the ingredient and go forward and prep it and eat it. Once they know the values of it, it's very important. So there is a food education there as well regards an ingredient, you know, when it comes to picky eaters.
You're saying it's all about communication, really, isn't it? It is. All, and we forget that. It's so easy to forget. We're so caught up in our lives and working and we're going in and we're throwing stuff together and we're putting in front and we're going, eat your dinner.
I know.
And getting them involved.
And we must remember this is all about the heart of the home, which is the kitchen. Mm. Like all our memories, like fond memories are in the kitchen. Like
that's so true.
Sitting around now the island or the dinner table, prepping vegetables, fruit, whole food ingredients together, having that chat. What did you do today? And, you know, what's the weather like? Put the radio on. Listen to yourself.
Listen to me. I just got a text in. I include my 19-month-old in cooking, but unfortunately, he's still not interested in any of the colourful food. He will only eat bland white food, and I'm going to persevere after listening to this chat this morning, says Sarah.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that great? Now, we're all keenly aware of the cost of living issues at the moment. Is it generally more expensive to buy fresh and ethically sourced food? Or have you any tips on that?
Well, with this book, all the recipes, most of the recipes are under €5. I use a lot of the ingredients throughout the book, so they're used up within those cupboards or in the fridge. They're not left there. And that was so important with this. When you go into the smaller stores, there's lots of deals and loyalty cards and offers available. And the other side of it too, Jen, is that you can also buy in bulk. Like if you're using lots of oats or rice or lentils, pasta, you can buy those ingredients in bulk once you have the space at home in the cupboards. That's much cheaper and you're being sustainable as well. And that's something lovely to teach a child too. And there are stores out there now, sustainable stores around the country. There's an independent health store nearly in every town in Ireland. Yeah. We have the highest independent health stores per capita in Europe, in Ireland. So, and they, and most health stores have the green grocer, they have the Whole Foods, they have the sustainable section, and they have seating. So that's where a child can sit down with a guardian and look around and absorb everything. It's so important. Yeah.
Finally, you brought us in one of your dishes from your book to try this morning. Can you tell us what is it before we tuck into it? What is it and how did you make it?
So this is one of the popular recipes, Choco Apple Banana Bites.
Look at that.
It's something to have for the lunchbox. It's a nice treat for after school. It can be a breakfast as well or a dessert. It's actually made from an ingredient called millet. Have you heard of millet?
Yes.
Which is gluten-free, and it's very cost-effective, and it's a good source of plant protein and fiber and B vitamins. And it's really easy to cook. You just pop it in the pot, you cover it with water, take it to the boil, simmer, it's done in 8 minutes. Keep the whole grain of it so it doesn't go to mush. And then you're adding in ripe banana chopped, Bramley apples chopped, cored, chopped finely, some maple syrup if you wish, a bit of xylitol. I like to use milled seeds. You should mill your own seeds. I like using toasted sunflower seeds and milling them in a blender and adding that. And then you stir everything into the pot, get a baking tray, parchment paper, preheat the oven to 180, and then layer the baking tray with the mix and you pop it in the oven carefully and for 30 minutes.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Bring it out. And then I use like a cacao powder, maple syrup and coconut oil for the topping with some coconut flakes on top. And it's delicious and nutritious.
I'm dying to get stuck into this. My husband actually just had my daughter cook her dinner last night.
Oh, so fantastic.
She's eight and like we're struggling a little bit. I mean, the young fella can make his own toast and his breakfast in the morning. But we need to broaden that for them, and this is going to help me do so. Thank you, and thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
The new book, it's called Kids Kitchen Takeover. It's published by Viridian Nutrition. It's available at independent health stores across Ireland now.
And we're going on tour.
Stop it.
In Ireland, yeah.
Are you?
So please, you can check olivermccabe.ie for the tour dates, and there's more tour dates to come and throughout independent health stores nationwide. So there's something for families to come along.
Go and check it out.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.